Welcome back. You're watching or listening to me, Patrick Christie's on GB News. In just a few moments' time, we'll discuss the news that a huge untapped oil field off the coast of Scotland has been given the go-ahead. Rishi Sunak's welcomed the decision, but apparently some people think it's, quote, morally obscene. We'll be having a chat about that. But I spoke to the Labour MP, Khalid Mahmood, yesterday about Suella Braverman's comments regarding both our border and asylum policy. Now, during the interview, he claimed that the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, had made some provisional agreements with Emmanuel Macron. Let's take it away.
Has been across to France, has struck some deals, and he's going to work through that. He's going to put proper resources in to deal with this. Our own border force patrolling it, along with the special units, immigration units, to look at this. We're going to put proper resources to deal with
it. What are the deals that Keir Starmer struck? He's just spoken
to President Cameron about looking at how we'll deal with this, and he's got some good response from him. And what he's going to do when he comes into power, he will put those into place. He's somebody who understands the law. He's somebody who understands how to deal with these issues structurally, and he's not somebody who just blusters.
Well, I'm joined now by the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett. Stephen, thank you very, very much. What Khalid Mahmood went on to say, which I think was probably more relevant, actually, was I said to him, have you struck a secret deal with Emmanuel Macron? And he said, he appeared to say yes. Would that be legal?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that this highlights your ability to spot the important bit of the story, because you did flag this up. And the minute I heard it, I was very shocked to hear it. He claims that a deal is done. Now, constitutionally, that is at best extremely curious, because it is the role of the government to negotiate with foreign powers. It's not the role of the opposition to negotiate with foreign powers. We have this with the Scottish government, which also seems to behave quite oddly with foreign powers and steps outside the limits of what it can do. We are in a period of general confusion over the Constitution, and I think that's becoming clearer. That's why I've got quite so much time on air. It's why I'm sort of needed, because these issues are constantly coming up. But the most important word in the naming of the opposition is that they are His Majesty's loyal opposition. And it is disloyal to go behind the back of a government and to negotiate a deal with a foreign power. And that's an absolute fundamental of the Constitution. Now, inside the EU, where we very largely give sort of foreign policy, we agree to do it mutually with the EU. So there's going to be more of a discussion and more less power to a government. So it's perfectly natural that the governments might become less used to power and singular control over all of it. But they have, or they ought to have, total singular control. It is not for the opposition, whether that be a Labour opposition or a Conservative opposition, the Liberal Democrats or the Green Party, to wander over and talk to Mongolia. It is for the government of the day to conduct foreign policy in His Majesty's name. Mm. And so it is a very shocking thing if this has happened. And what is extremely curious is that it came out in a brag. It's not merely that they don't know that they're doing something wrong. It's that they're proud that they're doing something wrong. And actually, it's very similar to something else that's happening inside the EU, where the EU Commission president has just she's just picked a side in the Polish national election. Now, that is completely outrageous. And again, we need to go back to a system of rules. Otherwise, everything is going to fall into complete chaos. But His Majesty's loyal opposition should not be negotiating deals secretly with foreign powers. And I find it amazing that needs to be said. You know, we fooled ourselves that concepts like treason don't exist. But that's what we'll get very close to if this sort of nonsense carries on. And there have been very considerable questions about the behaviour of the civil service recently, and this is a very serious question about the behaviour of the opposition. I think you would do well as a journalist to press Labour to respond on this, because what has been going on? The MP in question, he did, sorry, Patrick.
No, go on, go finish your point, yeah.
Well, he did make a mistake. Well, he made a mistake later. So he got flustered and he called Emmanuel Macron President Cameron.
Yeah.
So it's possible he was just making mistakes. It's possible it was an empty brag by an MP who just wanted to make his boss look more impressive. But at the end of the day, we don't really need to focus on that. We need to find out if foreign governments are talking to opposition parties and making secret deals with them. You know, that's a very big thing. They've not been elected. They're not a government in waiting. They are to be His Majesty's loyal opposition.
This
needs to be clarified.
This is it. Look, Stephen, thank you very much. I just wanted to get you on, you know, your legal expertise. A bit short and sweet, but it's great to have your kind of legal expertise there on that. Stephen Barrett there, who's a barrister.